Revelation chapter 8. Now when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar, and much incense was given to him, so that he might offer it with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar that was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up before God from the hand of the angel, ascending with the prayers of the saints. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound their trumpets. And the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there was hail and fire mingled with blood, and it was cast upon the earth. And a third of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded his trumpet, and there was cast into the sea, as it were, a great mountain burning with fire, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures that were in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded his trumpet, and there fell out of heaven a great star, burning like a lamp, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. Now the name of the star is Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from drinking the waters because they were made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was smitten, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third part of the day did not shine, and likewise a third part of the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying in the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who are dwelling on the earth, because of the voices of the remaining trumpets of the three angels who are about to sound their trumpets."